Good morning. Welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report, this morning featuring Meritazine Extension District 4-H agent Carla Hightower, who is with us today. And Carla, the State Fair is probably the next big thing coming up here on the docket, it sounds like.
It is. You know, we just got done with the Miami County Fair. We're in the middle of Linn County Fair right now. But the next thing for our 4-H members is the Kansas State Fair. And it actually starts on Friday, September 8th. And runs through Sunday, September 17th. So it's two weekends, 10 days of a fair, I believe. We actually take exhibits out usually on, well, they'll be out there for judging the morning of the 7th, so we'll take them out the evening of that. And it's a lot of fun. Our 4-H members, anyone who is 9 and older, who receive a purple ribbon in any of what we call static exhibits, which is our indoor exhibits, like visual, well, not visual arts, because it's a little bit different, but fiber arts, foods and nutrition, photography, entomology, geology, woodworking, any of those indoor horticulture, crops, floriculture, any of those things can enter for State Fair. And that is due to our office by August 14th of this year. It's really quick. It's just, you know, basically putting down your State Fair entry or your State Fair class and then what you're bringing and the number of years you are in the project. So it's not hard. I mentioned visual arts at first, but visual arts is a little bit different because we are limited in the number of visual arts we can send to the State Fair from each of our fairs. And so each county is only allowed to do one per class, and our judges in the Miami County, our judges choose which ones get to go. So the only way you go in visual arts is if you are actually selected at the Miami County Fair to go. State Fair is a lot of fun. There's a lot of different activities there. There's many things going on, and you know, I encourage you all to go, even if you've never been to the Kansas State Fair. You can do it in a day. It's a little bit more hard, but, you know, a day trip or a little bit of time out there to Hutchinson and check out the fair and check out all the exhibits. I always see something new and exciting that I haven't seen before. There's lots of things to do, and it's a good way to support our 4-H'ers as they go on past the county fair into the state fair. So hopefully we'll have a lot of good exhibits here from the Meritazine District that will be going out there and pre-entered. We'll see what happens. But yeah, it's a good time.
All righty. And what's that deadline again that you mentioned?
The deadline to pre-enter for our 4-H members is August 14th here in the Meritazine District.
Which is just next Monday, I believe.
Yeah, so it's coming quick.
Coming up pretty quick.
Because then we put them in a system and we get entry tags and everything, so we are ready to go when we get there on the September 7th to enter everything.
All righty. Anything else to share with us today?
No, I just encourage everyone who, if you've not been to the state fair, it's been a while, you know, come out and support us, support our 4-H'ers, and go through the 4-H Centennial Hall and all the 4-H exhibits at the state fair.
Excellent. Well, we look forward to talking to you again here before too much longer, and I'll invite everybody to tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 when we'll be featuring Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.